Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Mickey Steins just admitted he killed Judge Kevin Mullins. I mean, it great. I mean, it's on camera, so it's not like we really needed you to say, I did it. It was put in writing, filed with the court, said he pulled the trigger, shot the man 9 times in his own chambers, and that when he did it, he was exhibiting paranoid and psychotic conduct. His words, or his lawyer's words. Anyway, that's not the whole story, though. We know he did it. There's video. The whole thing was captured on a surveillance camera mounted on the wall of the judge's office. You can watch a man and his life ending at his desk in real time. What we didn't know, what nobody outside of law enforcement and a few attorneys knew until recently, was what was happening inside Mickey Steins' head in the days and weeks before he walked into that courthouse and ended Kevin Mullins' life. And that's what we are about to get into, because we are getting answers in this unsolved mystery. And they raise more questions than they resolve. And if you're like, what about the bugs? What about the ticks? Oh, it's coming. Another, but wait, there's more moment. We're going to get into it. Before we do, please hit subscribe wherever you're watching this or listening to this. If it's YouTube, please press subscribe. Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi is our channel. Leave a comment. Give me your thoughts. Would love to hear it. Also, on Apple Podcasts, if you use Apple Podcasts, a review would be lovely. So much appreciated. A few kind words there in the review section for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. That's the name of our show. If you would leave a quick one there, we so greatly appreciate it. Helps us grow in the rankings. So thank you in advance for that. Maybe do it while we're going through this. So the defense is going all in on insanity. They have to. When your client is on video firing 9 shots into a judge, 7 of them while the man is already on the ground, you don't have a lot of options. You can't argue, it wasn't me. You can't argue self-defense. The judge wasn't armed. So you argue that your client wasn't mentally present, that he lacked the capacity to form intent, that whatever was controlling his body in that moment, the power of Christ compels you. It wasn't the Mickey Steins who'd served as Lector County Sheriff for 8 years. It's something else. I'm not saying they're saying he's possessed. He'd worked as Kevin Mullen's bailiff before that, who'd eaten lunch with him, the man, just hours before taking his life. And according to the defense, Mickey Steins had no control. Maybe it's true. I mean, there is insanity defenses here. Let's look at this. They're saying he suffered from pre-existing conditions. He was in the grip of something that made him unable to understand what he was doing. And here's where it gets interesting. Because the defense isn't just claiming stress or emotional disturbance. And by the way, we're learning about this through a civil filing. They're claiming a specific medical condition. California encephalitis. 3 days before the shooting, Stein sat for his deposition in a federal civil rights lawsuit. He was being questioned about one of his deputies, Ben Fields, who had pled guilty to essaying a woman on home incarceration in exchange for taking off their ankle monitors. Some of that abuse allegedly happened in Judge Mullen's chambers. Steins was named in a suit for failing to supervise this deputy. And during that deposition, Steins was allegedly a mess, took 10 breaks, couldn't answer basic questions allegedly. At one point, he told the room, "I don't recall, I'm having an episode, sorry." These are the allegations. His attorney, Jonathan Shaw, disclosed to the plaintiff's lawyer that Steins had California encephalitis, described it as something that you get from tick bites, basically. Said Steins had some issues when he was under stress. Now, California encephalitis is real. It's a mosquito or tick-borne neurological disease. It primarily affects children. In about 10% of cases, it can cause long-term effects, seizures, confusion, irritability, anxiety, aggression. It's also extremely rare, especially in adults and especially in Kentucky. Was Steins ever formally diagnosed? By whom? When? Are there medical records? That's unclear. What we have is an attorney's statement during a deposition made 3 days before his client allegedly committed murder. Now, whether that's a legitimate medical history or the foundation of a legal defense constructed after the fact is something the courts will have to sort out. But the encephalitis claim is just one piece of what the defense is building, because even if you set aside that, there's substantial evidence that something was seriously wrong with Mickey Steins in the weeks before he killed Kevin Mullins. The day after the deposition, Steins was different. He was usually quick to return press calls, but when a reporter from the Mountain Eagle reached out about a fatal traffic accident, it took hours to get a response. When Steins finally called back, he told the paper he'd instructed everyone at the sheriff's office not to say anything to anyone until he returned. He'd also mentioned almost casually that he lost 40 pounds in the past 2 weeks and didn't know why. 40 pounds in 2 weeks? That's not stress. That's a body crisis, and a dangerous one at that. By September 18th, the day before the shooting, people weren't just concerned, they were alarmed. An attorney named Daniel Dotson, who was friends with both Steins and Mullins, told Kentucky State Police that he'd urged Steins to get a mental health evaluation. Steins said he'd seen his family doctor. Dotson was so worried that he contacted the Kentucky Bar Association to ask what action he could take. He also went directly to Judge Mullins to warn him, told him Mickey was losing it, told him he couldn't take this kind of pressure. The local police chief, Tyrone Field, spoke with Dotson about Steins. According to court documents, Field said Steins had called him the night before the shooting, and afterwards, Fields told Dotson, "That son of a bitch has lost his mind." Pretty straightforward. Dotson, in a statement to investigators, described Steins as exhibiting symptoms consistent with paranoid schizophrenia. Inside the sheriff's office, staff were watching their boss unravel. Christine Balling, one of the employees now named in the widow's civil lawsuit, told investigators she observed very strange behavior on September 18th, the day before the shooting. Steins told Balling that Daniel Dotson had instructed him to hand over money and kill himself, or else they were going to murder his wife and daughter. He didn't say who they were. Steins insisted on going home to check on his family. He made Balling help put a bulletproof vest on his wife. He had someone call to check on his daughter. According to court documents, all of this was captured on Ring camera footage from Steins' home. That same day, or possibly the day of the shooting itself, witnesses reported that Steins was making phone calls to check on family members who had been dead for years. One sheriff's office staffer told Kentucky State Police, "I think his anxiety was completely off the charts. I do feel like he was in psychosis." This might actually be a case where the person truly is psychotic. Seriously, we've seen many cases where they're trying to argue insanity. Lori Vallow-Daybell would be one where I think it might qualify to. They wouldn't allow that there in Idaho. This one, it's a lot of people who saw this coming. Didn't quite know the depths as to where it would go, but if all of this is true, yeah, you're not dealing with a well man. And here's the part that complicates the defense. On September 18th, Steins actually went to his family doctor. He was accompanied by friends who were concerned about his level of stress and loss of sleep. The doctor examined him, and according to the medical records that have been filed in court, the doctor's note states the patient was very subdued but denied any depression, anxiety, psychosis, suicidal, or homicidal thoughts. The doctor diagnosed him with acute stress reaction. That's it. And again, the patient is not saying that they are depressed, suffering from anxiety, psychosis, or suicidal or homicidal thoughts. You can't make them say they are. No hospitalization, no intervention, no red flag that would have prevented him from walking into a courthouse the next day with a gun. So either Mickey Steins was lucid enough during that appointment to conceal what he was experiencing, which suggests a level of awareness that undermines an insanity defense, or the doctor missed something catastrophic. Either way, 24 hours later, Kevin Mullins is dead. The surveillance video from inside the judge's chambers tells its own story. A group of people are chatting with Mullins casually for about 12 minutes. Steins walks in, asks everyone to leave. For the next 7 minutes, he and Mullins talk. It looks calm, friendly even. Then Steins stands up, checks the doors, appears to lock the chamber. Mullins hands over his cell phone. Steins scrolls through it, pulls out his own phone, looks something up, dials a number on the judge's device. That number belongs to his teenage daughter. She allegedly didn't answer. Steins tossed the phone back to the desk and then drew his weapon. And according to the detective who testified before the grand jury, Steins fired two initial shots at Mullins while he was seated at his desk at point-blank range. Then he reached around the desk and fired a third. Then as Mullins fell or tried to hide, Steins reached under the desk and fired six more. 9 shots total, 7 of them into a man who was already on the ground. Steins walked out of the chambers. A deputy saw him on the street with what was described as a blank look on his face. The deputy asked questions. Steins didn't respond. Two officers entered the courthouse, preparing for an active shooter scenario. Steins walked right in behind them and said, "There's nobody else. It was me." When officers took him into custody, he told them, "They are trying to kidnap my wife and kid." Four days later, a social worker at the Leslie County Jail conducted a triage evaluation, which she found was a man who appeared to have no idea where he was or why he was there. Her report stated that Steins was in an active state of psychosis. He was disoriented. He was only aware of things jail staff tell him. He had no recollection of the recent past. He didn't appear to understand the charges against him. He was responding to internal stimuli, clinical language for reacting to things that weren't there. The report also noted that Steins felt hopeless, abandoned, disconnected from his family. His self-care had deteriorated. He was refusing to take some medications. He'd become so combative at times that staff had to use pepper spray on him. They put him on two antipsychotic medications. So the defense has real evidence, multiple witnesses who said Steins was in a psychotic state before and after the shooting, a jail evaluation documenting active psychosis 4 days post-indictment, or post-incident, rather. Staff who watched him take calls or make calls to dead relatives and talk about assassination plots against his family. But the prosecution has evidence, too. A doctor's appointment where Steins denies any psychosis or homicidal thoughts. Again, this is where the system is kind of broken. This is what we're seeing over in the horrible, horrible case involving Rob Reiner and his son. Taking the mentally ill at their word. You have that doctor's appointment, though, where Steins denied any psychosis or homicidal thoughts. Okay. A 7-minute calm conversation with the victim before the shooting, a deliberate phone call where Steins had to look up his daughter's number on his own device because it wasn't saved in the judge's context. That's sequential, methodical thinking. And 7 bullets fired into a man who was already down. The question at trial won't be whether Mickey Steins was struggling. Clearly, something was wrong. The question is whether he was so disconnected from reality that he didn't understand what he was doing, or whether he understood exactly what he was doing, or what he was doing, or why he was doing what he was doing the way he was doing it anyway. Kentucky law allows for 2 mental state defenses. Insanity means the defendant was unable to appreciate the wrongfulness of their conduct. Extreme emotional disturbance means they acted under the influence of extreme emotional trauma that would cause a reasonable person to lose control. Either one could potentially spare Steins from the death penalty if proven. His defense team has been fighting to get his full psychiatric evaluation from the Kentucky Correctional Psychiatric Center unsealed. They want to use it to support their insanity claim. The prosecution wants it kept sealed, arguing it would compromise their ability to seat an impartial jury. This last week, a judge sided with the prosecution. The evaluation stays sealed. The motion to dismiss the indictment was denied, but Steins was granted a bond hearing. Date to be determined, though he won't be allowed to introduce the sealed evaluation as evidence. Meanwhile, the widow's civil lawsuit, it's moving forward separately. Kimberly Mullins is suing Steins and 3 of his employees, alleging they watched him spiral and failed to warn her husband. That case has a hearing now scheduled for January 7th. And there's a status hearing this week in the criminal case. We'll watch it, and we'll let you know what happens. Court filings indicate the prosecution has shared new information with the defense. Could be routine discovery, could be something else. What we know is this. Mickey Steins is going to trial for murder. He admitted to the killing. His only path to avoiding execution is convincing a jury that he wasn't mentally responsible for what he did. And the evidence cuts both ways. There's documentation of a man coming apart at the seams, losing weight, losing sleep, losing his grip on what was real. There's also documentation of a man who saw a doctor, denied he was in crisis, ate lunch with his victim, had a calm conversation with him, made a deliberate phone call, and then fired 9 rounds into him. The California encephalitis claim adds another layer. If Steins truly suffers from a neurological condition that causes aggression and confusion under stress, that could support the defense. But a condition disclosed by a lawyer during a deposition isn't the same as a documented medical history. The prosecution will almost certainly demand proof. Diagnosis records, treatment history, expert testimony. If it doesn't exist, that claim falls apart fast. Here's what stays with me. Daniel Dotson warned Kevin Mullins that Mickey Steins was losing it. The police chief said he'd lost his mind. Staff watch him put on a bulletproof vest on his wife. Someone heard him calling dead relatives. The next day, Mullins let Steins into his chambers, let him close the door, had a 7-minute private conversation with him. Did people not believe the warnings? Did they think they could handle Mickey, that their history together meant he was safe? Was it taken seriously? We may never know. Kevin Mullins can't tell us. He's dead because a man who was visibly unraveling still had a badge, still had a gun, and still had access to a judge's chambers with no one to stop him. The insanity defense will focus on whether Mickey Steins knew what he was doing. But there's another question underneath it. Did the people around him know what was coming? And if they did, if attorneys and police chiefs and sheriff's office staff all saw this man in crisis, why was a doctor's appointment the only intervention? Why was Kevin Mullins left to face him alone? Mickey Steins says he had no control. The video suggests otherwise. And somewhere in the gap between those two claims, a jury is going to have to decide whether a man who fired 7 shots into a judge on the ground deserves to live or die. That's where this case is headed, and we will stay on it. Give me your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Love to get your thoughts. This is one where it's just, oh, encephalitis, you say? Mosquito bites. Didn't see that one coming. Give me your thoughts, like I said, in the comment section. And if you don't mind, if you're listening to us on the podcast platforms, on Apple Podcasts, if you don't mind, please leave us a quick review on Apple Podcasts. We do greatly appreciate it. Helps us in the rankings and lets other folks know what we're doing right here so they can come in and be part of our community. So thank you for that in advance. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Law 21 plus terms and conditions apply. QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.